This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government instructs its subordinate bodies to maintain frugality in public procurement policy. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Biraj Bhaktasrestha, says preparations are underway to develop Water and Energy Commission Secretariat into a more powerful and authority-driven institution. And U.S. President Donald Trump wraps up Beijing visit after talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. He hails meeting as successful. Now the news in detail. Government has instructed its subordinate bodies to maintain frugality in public procurement policy. The government has restricted to be flexible to buy unnecessary and extra goods for offices and agencies except if they are sheer need and for emergency. The government has issued letter to this effect to the ministries, commissions, government offices, Office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers, appealing to use existing goods, furnitures and vehicles. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Biraj Bhaktasrestha, has said that preparations are underway to develop the Water and Energy Commission Secretariat into a more powerful and authority-driven institution. During an inspection visit to the Secretariat in Pulchok, Lalitpur, Minister Srestha said the government was accelerating preparations to introduce a new umbrella law related to water resources in line with the federal structure. He said the proposed Water Resources Bill 2026 aims to ensure the conservation, multidimensional use and proper development of water resources, while also strengthening the Commission as a key institution in the sector. The minister said the Commission was being developed as a principal body responsible for regulation of water resources, policy coordination and long-term planning, and directed officials to make necessary preparations accordingly, stating that the ministry was expanding the Commission's existing jurisdiction and assigning additional responsibilities. He said special priority was also being given in budget allocation. He stressed that the Commission should become more active in mobilizing and managing human resources. Professor Dr. Rishikesh Wagle has been assigned with the responsibility of Vice-Chancellor to handle the day-to-day affairs of Kathmandu University. A decision to this effect was taken by the University Chancellor and Prime Minister Balendra Shah on the 13th of May, as the post was lying vacant after then VC tendered his resignation. Professor Wagle was the former Assistant Dean of Faculty of Law at Kathmandu University. He has assumed the office. The government's budget expenditure has reached about 60% of the annual allocation by the end of Baisakh, that is until the 14th of May of the current fiscal year 2026-27. According to the Financial Controller General Office, in the past 10 months, a budget of around 1,173,520,000,000 rupees has been spent. For the current fiscal year, the government had brought a budget of 1,964,110,000,000 rupees, of which as much as 59.75% of the annual allocation has been spent so far. The office stated that out of the allocation of 1,180,980,000,000 rupees for the current fiscal year, 68.98%, that is around 184 billion rupees, has been spent by the end of Baisakh. Similarly, out of the budgetary allocation of 407,888,000,000 rupees under the capital expenditure heading, only 27.91%, that is 113,849,000,000 rupees, has been spent. In terms of the fiscal management, the budget expenditure so far is 65.30%. For this heading, the government had allocated 375,242,000,000 rupees for the current fiscal year, of which 245,115,000,000 has been spent so far. By the end of Baisakh, the government's revenue has shrunk to 66% of the annual target. Nepal and Thailand have discussed expanding bilateral cooperation in trade, tourism, investment, agriculture, education, and security operation. These issues were discussed during a meeting between Nepal's ambassador to Thailand, Thanabhadur Oli, and Thailand's Director General of the Department of South Asian, Middle East, and African Affairs, Urasa Mongkonavin, in Bangkok. According to the Embassy of Nepal in Bangkok, the two sides reviewed the implementation status of the 8 Memoranda of Understanding signed last year and stressed their effective implementation. They also discussed proposed agreements on agricultural cooperation and mutual legal assistance in criminal matters alongside plans to convene the next meeting of the Nepal-Thailand Joint Consultative Mechanism in Nepal at an early date. The meeting also focused on strengthening bilateral trade, tourism services, and cooperation against human trafficking, money laundering, and cybercrime. Both sides reaffirmed their commitment to enhancing cooperation at regional and multilateral forums, including reciprocal support for each other's candidatures in international bodies. Deputy Chief of Mission Motibadur Sris also attended the meeting. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. U.S. President Donald Trump has concluded his final round of talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping and ramped up his state visit to Beijing. Trump described the meeting as very successful, world-renowned, and unforgettable, while Xi called it a historic and landmark visit, according to the Chinese state media. The U.S. president is expected to speak to reporters on Air Force One, where further details of the discussions may be revealed. So far, official information on the talks has been limited. According to the statement from both sides, the two leaders discussed trade, oil, Iran, and Taiwan over 2 days of meetings. In an interview with Fox News, Trump earlier claimed that Xi had committed to withholding military equipment from Iran. He also said China wants the Strait of Hormuz to remain open and that Beijing has agreed to increase oil purchases from the United States. Neither side has independently released a full readout confirming all the details of the discussions. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in Kosi province, including Himalayan and hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and partly cloudy over remaining Himalayan, hilly and Tarai regions of the country. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rainfall and even snowfall, accompanied by thunder lightning at a few places of Kosi province, including hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places of the Madhya province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Government instructs its subordinate bodies to maintain frugality in public procurement policy. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Biraj Bhaktasrestha says that preparations are underway to develop the Water and Energy Commission Secretariat into a more powerful and authority-driven institution. And Trump wraps up Beijing visit after talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. He hails the meeting as successful. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.